Body and Mind has the privilege of welcoming Deborah Nichols to our community. Deborah is an educator teacher of the anti-aging exercises, timeless fitness for longevity of your body and mind. Deborah lives in Cape Town and offers Ageless Grace group classes and one-on-one sessions. Discovering the Ageless Grace exercise methodology sparked her real passion for the wellness of the body and brain. As an anti-aging exercises educator, she provides individuals of all ages with an exercise alternative that activates both the body and the mind. Welcome, Deborah.
Thank you so much, Taryn.
Deborah, tell us a little bit about you. Who is Deborah Nichols?
First and foremost, I'm a wife and a mother. I love people from all walks of life. I love animals. I'm very passionate about health, fitness, well-being, basically following a healthy lifestyle. I'm currently an Ageless Grace educator and teach the exercise program developed by Denise Medford from the States. Before becoming involved with the Ageless Grace fitness program, I was involved in the corporate industry for a number of years, running and managing my own recruitment agency for 11 years. Thereafter, I became involved in the promotion, sale and marketing of helicopters, fixed-wing aircraft and airline jets. I then applied my expertise to assist my husband in growing his aviation company and put his company on the web, and he had a very large online presence. As a result of that, I then created an aviation directory online, which comprised of local aviation companies and international aviation companies. As an avid supporter and believer in fitness of the body and brain, healthy lifestyle, etc., I decided to apply myself and follow my passion and my heart. I heard about Ageless Grace and I went to a demonstration. I was particularly interested in the neuroplasticity aspect of Ageless Grace. I completed my first certification, which comprised of a 4-hour practical seminar, which is an experiential seminar where you learn the 21 tools. Thereafter, I did a 12.5-hour certification, which qualified me to teach the program. After having taught for about 4 months, I heard that Denise Medford, the founder and creator of the Ageless Grace program, was going to be in Dublin, in Ireland, and decided that I would mosey on over there to meet her, and at the same time do a certification with her, you know, after all, she is the founder and the creator. So I met with her and did the 12.5-hour seminar certification with her and was certified by Denise herself.
Great. Thank you very much, Deborah. Now, give us a little bit more information on Ageless Grace. What is it all about? Okay.
It's about anti-aging exercises. It's a fitness program for the body and brain almost anybody can do, including children. 21 tools or exercises activate all 5 areas of the brain and address all 21 factors that cause aging in the body. The fitness program is based on the cutting-edge science of neuroplasticity. That is the ability of the brain and the nervous system to change its function and form across the course of our lifetime. Now, there are 2 parts to neuroplasticity and the ability to stay functionally youthful throughout your life. Harvard University Medical School, among others, has discovered it is also critical to active aging to continue to develop new neural pathways by practicing simple physical skills you do not already know how to do. In Ageless Grace, we practice fun and challenging activities like drawing a circle with one hand, a triangle with your opposite big toe, and your elbow. It's almost impossible to do. However, the whole point is to do something physical that is new to you and then allow the brain to process what you are attempting to do, which begins to create new neural pathways.
It sounds like a lot of fun, Deborah.
It is huge fun, and most of the time we end up laughing. Whatever we do, we always do on both sides, the right-hand side of the body and the left-hand side of the body. And this can really activate the sense of humor. As we do fast, simple tapping of the foot and hand, counting aloud, then clap on a number called by the instructor, we mostly end up laughing a lot.
I can imagine.
Yeah. But that particular exercise helps to develop something very crucial to active aging, and that is the ability to respond, react, and recover, which we call the three R's of Ageist Grace. I'm very, very excited to announce that we now have a program to teach children these skills, to refine their bilateral integration skills, sensory processing skills, eye-hand coordination.
Deborah, would this help children with ADD, ADHD, hyperactivity issues as well?
Absolutely, absolutely. We are already going into a class setting where we are focusing on children who have attention deficit disorders.
Okay.
There's so much controversy about ADD and ADHD, but it really is true for some children that they don't have the ability to concentrate for longer periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
So, we teach them eye-hand coordination skills, and that teaches them focus. Whatever your body does, your brain then accepts, and you will find that your child will become more focused and will be able to concentrate for longer periods of time.
Okay, thank you. Now, Deborah, you've thrown around this huge big word, neuroplasticity, a couple of times. What exactly is that? Can you enlighten us a little bit more on it?
Yes. As I mentioned earlier, neuroplasticity is the ability of the brain and the nervous system to change, function, and form. And this is done by doing simple physical exercises and engaging cognitively.
Okay, now earlier in our discussion, just before the interview, we spoke about, imagine going for a walk and being conscious of your environment rather than walking unconsciously. Yes. How does neuroplasticity relate to that?
Okay, it's whatever you do, walking for instance, if you do so mindfully, for instance, you can either be counting your steps as you walk, or you can look around for different trees or a type of tree and see if you can see the same type of tree on your path. Look at different plants and see if you can see the same type of plants on your walk. It's a case of walking mindfully. Very often when we go for a walk, we say, oh, I just feel like I would like to get out and go for a walk. Our mind still wanders. So the idea is to, with regard to neuroplasticity, exercising physically and engaging cognitively, that is being mindful of what you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
The same as the eye-hand coordination. That is, it's a movement, a kinesthetic movement, but you're watching your movement. So that is you exercising mindfully.
Okay. Thank you very much for that, Deborah. I remember also in one of our conversations, you spoke about shaking the body. What is that all about?
Okay, now that is, we call that myofascia. And myofascia is a connective tissue that if healthy connective tissue looks like a spider web.
Mm-hmm.
And if we are not moving our bodies on an ongoing basis, that spider web becomes like fuzz. It becomes spongy and it becomes horrible. And this is why often people suffer from aching joints, knee aches, hip aches. Their bones become brittle. And the shaking, in fact, one of our tools is called Shake It Up Baby. Some really funny names for our tools. It's a case of shaking your body. When we sleep at night, we sleep for 6 to 8 hours. So our bodies are dormant for either 6 hours or 8 hours. So upon awakening, it's advisable just to shake your body, your entire body, starting from your feet, the one leg, the other leg, incorporating your torso, your arms, your head, everything starts shaking, and you do this for an entire minute. And also at the same time relaxing your jaw. Mm-hmm. And I would advise that you do this with your door closed, because if anybody saw what you were doing or hearing sounds from the bedroom, they would definitely wonder what was going on.
They think maybe you've gone a little bit mad.
And in a class, oh gosh, we have such a laugh, and the girls in the class are, oh my goodness me. This exercise makes us feel wonderful, but we feel like we look like retarded people doing this.
But the objective really is to stimulate the blood flow, to I suppose as well, to stimulate the
healthy myofascia. Yeah.
Yes, there we go. Oh, that's great.
That's what it is, yes.
This exercise of yours sounds really, really fun, Deborah. Thank you so much. How can our practitioners contact you? How are your classes run? Can you give us a little bit more information on that?
Sure. I would just like to say that, and we haven't spoken about this, the tools that we use activate the core of the body.
Okay.
Including the internal organs and systems, such as the respiratory system, the endocrine system, and the digestive system.
Okay.
There are three ways one can participate and learn about Ages Grace and the anti-aging fitness program. You can attend a class. My classes currently are in Cape Town. You can attend a personal practice seminar, which is a four-hour practice, experiential practice seminar.
Mm-hmm.
You can become certified to teach. That is a 12.5-hour course. And you can also participate in the kids' play shop now, which is a 2-hour play shop for adults to learn how adults, mums, grandmums, teachers, physiotherapists, occupational therapists in the States are using these techniques for their children.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, very. So yes, and you mentioned that you were going to ask me what type of exercise anybody could do if they sit all day in an office.
Yes.
Okay. We have one called a spaghetti spine.
Mm-hmm.
Our spines must be al dente. We don't want to have stiff backs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of, especially females, suffer from lower back ache. So if you sit up straight in your chair.
Okay. I'm sitting up now.
Okay, great. And you interlock your fingers, right hand and left hand.
Okay.
Then turn your palms facing outwards.
Okay.
And stretch your arms out in front of you.
Oh, that feels nice. I'm stretching.
Nice stretch. And then move your arms up to the top of your head and have a nice stretch up to the ceiling.
Wow, that feels great.
Okay, unclasp your fingers.
Uh-huh.
Sit forward in your chair, on the edge of your chair, in the front.
Okay.
Knees slightly apart.
Okay.
Put both hands on the floor in front of you.
Okay.
Stretch out as far forward as you possibly can. And then hold that position for a few seconds.
Wow, I can feel the blood rushing to my head. Is that normal?
Yeah, fantastic. And you should be feeling it in your lower back too. You should be feeling a nice stretch in your lower back.
Yes, definitely. Lower back, even my shoulders.
Yeah.
And then I come up.
Come up. Seated and straight back. You then lean to the side with your one arm. Lean to the side and put that as far under your chair from the side, the one side of your body.
Okay.
And then put the other arm over your ear, as it were.
Wow, that is a complete stretch.
Yeah. Come up again and do that to the other side.
Okay.
And I must say, each and every exercise we do on the one side of the body and the other side of the body. So we become ambidextrous.
And everything is perfectly balanced as well.
Everything is perfectly balanced, yes. And then there's another one you can do to keep your spine really, really al dente, is you come up into your seated position and you swirl your tailbone or your coccyx. and you'll feel your whole back, your whole spine, in fact, and you swirl. You rotate clockwise and then rotate anti-clockwise.
Okay. Is that almost like you moving your hips in the chair, right?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
But actually not lifting, you're not doing hip flexes per se.
Mm-hmm.
You're swirling in the chair. And, you know, what I do in my classes, if some females have difficulty doing that, I say, look, just pretend that you have a huge big pot in front of you and you're stirring clockwise.
Okay.
Anti-clockwise.
Okay. Thank you very much for that, Deborah. We've run out of time now. Let's see. We need some contact details when our listeners want to contact you. What is the best and easiest way to get hold of you?
My mobile, first and foremost, and that's 072-725-1100.
Mm-hmm.
Or landline 0215-311052.
Mm-hmm.
My email address is Deborah, that's D-E-B-O-R-A-H. At antiagingexercises.co.za.
Mm-hmm.
And anti-aging is without the E, anti-aging exercises. And then my website is http://antiagingexercises.co.za.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for your time, Deborah. I really enjoyed our time together. And this Ageless Grace anti-aging exercises sounds like a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to getting involved as well. Will you be coming to Durban by any chance?
I would like to. You know, I would like to take this program all over South Africa.
Okay.
It's beneficial for all ages, all abilities. Almost anyone can do this exercise and almost anyone can teach this exercise once they're certified, of course. There is no age restriction and that is the beauty of it. I would just like to say thank you so much for the opportunity to share this amazing body of work. Ageless Grace Fitness Anti-Aging Exercises for Body and Brain, I feel, and we now have 1,700 educators worldwide, is going to change the model of aging.
Fabulous. We wish you all the best, Deborah. Continue changing the world.
Thank you.
Take care. Take care, Deborah. We'll chat again soon.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Sure, she's